from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Fans of the Iroquois Falls Storm junior hockey team are being called to action to help the family of a player who lost its home in a fire on Prince Edward Island last week. Forward Landon Trethewey, one of his brothers and three friends, escaped the blaze, but Landon and one friend suffered smoke inhalation. They were sent to intensive care and intubated to help them breathe. They're both out now and doing well. Storm owner and president Tom Nicolau says Trethewey will be back with the team when camp opens next month.
We got him in a trade during the season, and he was a big part of our team for the rest of the year and the playoff run that we had.
The Trethewey home was insured, but it won't cover everything. Nicolau encourages you to contribute to the GoFundMe campaign. There is a link on all Storm social media platforms. We have a traffic heads up for next Thursday morning, July 25th, involving the East End between Hallnor Road in Porcupine and Brundy Avenue in Schumacher. Beginning at about 6:30, a Hydro One transformer will be moved from Hallnor to the transformer station on Brundy. It will cover two lanes of Highway 101 with little shoulder space. The entire operation is expected to last for 6 hours. More details are on a link at mytimmonsnow.com. A call for proposals is now open for municipalities and other groups like Legions, Lions Clubs, and Recreation Clubs to deliver seniors' active living center programming. The province is expanding access to services and activities for seniors after the overwhelming success of the more than 300 centers already operating. Minister Raymond Cho says it's all about providing opportunities for seniors to live healthy, active, and independent lives. Eligible groups can submit proposals until September 12th. The Canadian Federation of Independent Business says the economy grew modestly in the second quarter of the year at 2%. The CFIB says that should continue at the same pace in the third quarter as long as inflation remains under control and the central bank keeps cutting rates. Chief Economist and Vice President of Research Simon Gaudreau says decent economic growth ties in with the recent uptick in long-term business optimism. He says while that's encouraging, it doesn't mean all is well for small businesses, which continue to grapple with steep cost increases in wages, energy and fuel, and high interest rates.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.